because there's so many different issues going on budget-wise, it kind of makes the number of resources that we have to use to get a full picture, you know, it increases that significantly. So,
and it seems hard to look at the 2012 budget when then we don't even have a 2011 budget in place yet.
You know, that's what's interesting. You know, we looked at that, and really, with the FY12 budget, it kind of came and went more quietly than you would imagine,
yeah,
or what usually happens. But, you know, I think there's a connection there, because whatever happens with the FY11 budget really sets the stage for FY12. So they're very, very much intertwined.
Well, and as I was looking through the report last night, there are some parts in here that, regardless of how much money they're going to get, their policies of the Obama administration, and they're going to stick around at least for a little bit. One, certainly, are a lot of these acquisition rule changes, which the Obama administration seems to be really focused on.
Absolutely. I think that's something that is a given and has staying power, just because the reason they're necessary is because of the cost implications there. There's also time implications, but I think any policies that need to take place that eventually save money in the long term, I don't see why there would be any pushback on that,
yeah,
you know, particularly from Congress.
Well, and the other one was the OMB has come out with its 25-point IT management reform plan. And it includes, of course, things like piloting, sort of doing things in smaller steps,
right,
things like that. I mean, it struck me that a lot of these things have been talked about for a long time,
right,
and those don't seem to be going away regardless of what happens with the budget.
You know, that's interesting, because you're right. I mean, we've heard about acquisition reform and, you know, for a couple of decades, it seems like.
Yeah.
And and I get this question a lot, but it seems like the difference is Vivek Kundra. And, you know, I'm not sure exactly how far he can take it, but just the aggressiveness, starting to put teeth into it, kind of attaching it to the budget, trying to kind of build a phase-in approach, I think there's possibility there for, you know, really at least putting in the building blocks for a change in how at least a technology is acquired.
One of the other aspects that you touch on are the effort to improve the federal workforce. And they're having to do that in this age of pay freezes and things like that. But still, getting the best and the brightest is a big priority.
It is, and it's been a struggle. You know, we look at those numbers going back, you know, decades, and it's been fairly flat. But at the same time, the spending has increased, so there's kind of this big gap between the work they need to do and the workforce they have to do it. Then you factor in, you know, the cost of that workforce, because they're at, you know, older workforce, more expertise, which requires, you know, higher salaries, and then kind of the changing environment where we need more technology skills. It is really challenging. At the same time, looking at, you know, contractor spending and trying to rein that in, so it puts a whole lot more pressure on the workforce that, you know, needed some growth anyway.
One of the other aspects, and then I want to have you talk about a couple of the specific agencies that folks should be looking at, but one of the other aspects that again, getting a lot of discussion, is this data center strategy, data center consolidation, essentially, and cloud.
You know, those two things are really, if there's any two things coming out of OMB and Vivek Kundra's strategy, it's those two things. That seems to be the future of federal IT. You know, the plan is to really build this cloud-based IT infrastructure environment, and data center consolidation is almost the means to that end. Consolidating in order to, you know, create that new cloud-based vision. So that there's a lot of work involved there. And, you know, we've done some research on that, and just talking to the data center managers and some of the CIOs, and it's really interesting, because there's this kind of consensus that, yes, that's a good idea, but attempting to accomplish all that in this budgetary environment, you know, people are concerned about that kind of challenge.
This, I've been watching this stuff for a long time. This is one of the more challenging budget environments that I've seen in a long time. I mean, I don't remember any time that it was so tough and people were being pressed so hard.
It absolutely, and it's you know, we see, look at the environment and all the different things going on, and individually, you know, we've seen these kind of things before, but they're all kind of converging at the same time, you know, so that's really what's creating the challenge there that, you know, agencies are, you know, we had a new administration come in and kind of, you know, put a stamp on what those priorities were going to be. Then you throw in kind of the high-level budget battle that we're in right now, the vet Kundra coming in with, you know, many, many IT mandates, most of them unfunded, that they have to, you know, start transitioning towards. So it's really a complex environment right now.
Are there specific agencies, and particularly this is for contractors out there, that they should be looking at where they're seeing some growth? I mean, usually defense was fairly safe that they were getting, but even defense, you're seeing some pullback. Who are the winners and the losers as you go across the budget?
You know, it depends on what level you're looking at. So if you're looking at, you know, at the high level discretionary, I think that's where we see defense, possibly seeing some significant cuts.
Yeah.
When we drill down into IT, though, we are seeing, you know, 4 to 5% growth, at least when it comes to what they're asking for. You know, so we have to caveat that with, you know, they've requested a certain amount of funding, but who knows what Congress will appropriate.
And part of this, and you have numbers, you have a chart in your presentation that looks at the federal workforce over the years, and the federal workforce is remaining flat, and at least I don't see anyone cutting back on what's being requested of government, and yet there's going to be less money. How all this works out, it seems difficult to kind of project that.
It is. Again, it comes down to kind of the convergence of all that, because we have the whole, you know, idea about insourcing. We need to bring this work back in-house. The work keeps increasing. It keeps getting more complex. The contract types and spending through contracts increases. So it seems like there's even more pressure on the workforce right now. So, you know, it is a very difficult environment for agencies trying to figure out, you know, we were already kind of struggling to go in this direction, and now with all these other budgetary and workforce issues, that makes the work even more difficult.
Now, more than halfway into the fiscal year, and still no budget. It seems like that means that more emphasis will be on operation maintenance spending rather than on new projects, or is that just not necessary?
No, I think so, yeah. And that's something we've seen, you know, the steady state or O&M, you know, keeping the lights on kind of spending has typically been the bulk of IT spending. And we're, you know, not surprisingly, over the past couple of years, seeing that number increase a bit in terms of the percentage of the total IT budget. And it makes sense, because when you have this complex budgetary environment, a lot of uncertainty, you know, with the 112th Congress and kind of how they're approaching appropriations, agencies don't want to, you know, they don't want to step out too far in terms of new spending.
Yeah.
So they're like, we're just going to maintain until we kind of figure out what our next steps are going to be.
And it becomes the first job that I had, you got 2 weeks of vacation and you had to use it before the end of the year. And I was hired in December, so I had one month to use all my vacation time.
Wow.
And a little bit, this seems like if they do ever pass a budget, you have to use it before the end of the fiscal year. And so a lot of these projects, a lot of money could be stuffed into a very short period of time.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to watch, because that's kind of a trend that we've seen for a number of years, this fourth quarter spending spree that tends to happen. But, you know, I would not be surprised if, especially for FY11, we see that trend continue. And that may be a good time where agencies, they don't want to use that spending for, you know, kind of mission critical type stuff. They may, you know, spend on commodity things. That's a good time to refresh their laptops, for example, or, you know, software licenses or things like that.
Denise, give folks overall, what should they be – I mean, it's so hard to do, because as we talked about when we started, there's so many pieces in the air. But what should people be – it seems to me that performance and value are still – if you're doing that, then you're going to be doing better than other folks.
Absolutely. I think it really comes down to showing, you know, agency customers that you, first of all, understand this environment that we've just been talking about, having conversations with them about what's going on, what they need, how they're going to approach this situation outside of a discussion around a particular RFP. And I think it comes down to, as well, positioning yourself in this future cloud-based, virtualization-based, consolidation-based environment and figuring out where you can fit into the key priority areas. You know, things like health IT and information security and cloud computing are the areas that seem to have the most staying power. So figuring out how you can play in those spaces, I think, gives you a little bit more stability in an uncertain environment.
Very nice. Anything I didn't ask you about that I should have?
The only other comment I have is just that, you know, although it is a request at this point, we're pretty pleased to see, that there is a little bit of growth still, you know, not the 10 to 12% that we saw, you know, a decade ago, but the fact that, even within this difficult budgetary environment where we have Congress and the administration battling over the top line numbers, we've seen a little bit of insulation for IT just because I think it's become clearer how critical IT is just in the way that the government operates and delivers its services. So we were pleased to see that.
And even still, if you're talking about doing something better, faster, cheaper, IT seems to be playing a critical role in getting that done.
Absolutely, especially when you don't necessarily have the internal workforce to do that.